Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Indianola Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Brenda Easter about the new chamber website, IndianolaJobs.com. Well, there's a new employment resource for businesses, companies, and individuals here in Indianola provided by the Indianola Chamber of Commerce. Tell us a little bit about what that is and how people can use it.
Well, we know that we have a lot of employers who are looking for people to fill those jobs. And we also know there are job seekers, those out there who are looking for a new career or looking to start a career. And we are doing our best to try to connect the jobs with the people. So if you go to IndianolaJobs.com, you'll be able to, if you're in a business, you can post your job. And if you are looking for a job, you can see all that's out there here in Indianola. It's a brand new site. We are currently checking in with every single business in Indianola to make sure that they know about the opportunity to post their jobs for free. And then also to help spread the word for job seekers that there's a site that they can go to and have a listing of jobs that might meet their needs. So it's a really great opportunity to bring businesses, to bring people together, and hopefully connect them so that we can get the jobs filled and the rest of us who are eating out or using a service and don't like to wait. We need jobs. We need jobs filled. And that's what we're trying to do.
What has been the feedback from businesses who need employment? I guess, what have you been hearing about the difficulties of finding people to hire? Because, I mean, you see stuff in the national news and on Facebook about, businesses just not having enough workers. And what have you been hearing from local businesses?
Well, the businesses that we've contacted, which is a lot, are thrilled to have a unified place where they can post jobs and people can go to find jobs and make it easy. We want to make it easy. And, we all know that we're all kind of impatient. We're expecting our food. We're expecting, service that's quick. And because our businesses can't fill those jobs, we have longer waits. We have store closures. They can't be open 100% their full normal hours because they don't have staff. So we have to think outside the box a bit and do our best to kind of connect business with people and the jobs that are available. So our businesses are super excited about it. We've actually helped and we've heard from many of the businesses who have actually filled some of their jobs. But trust me, there are more. And so if you're a job seeker, go to IndianolaJobs.com and check out all the jobs that are available. If you are a business, you can post your job for free for as long as you need until you fill your job. We want to help the workforce issue. We want to provide a solution that will work for everyone and that's easy.
Well, have you heard anything on the job seeking side of things? I know you generally with the chamber work with the business side of things, seeking employers or I guess employers seeking workers. Have you heard any feedback or anything from those who have found jobs on the site so far?
We've heard from a few individuals who actually reached back to us and said, hey, thank you. Really appreciate having that site available. So it connected me to the job that I was looking for. So we're getting some good feedback. Obviously, if you're one of those people out there and have found the job that you're interested in, be sure to get back to us. We'd love to hear from you. Any kind of positive reinforcement just helps everyone.
All right, one final time. What is the website and how can people use it?
Go to IndianolaJobs.com. You can find a job if you're a job seeker. You can post a job if you're a business who needs employees.
Thanks to Brenda Easter for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.